May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be always acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
So there's sort of a myth about our country that we were founded for people to have religious freedom. That's not totally a myth. Roger Williams in Rhode Island and William Penn in Pennsylvania worked hard to make a place for people to be able to express their own religious truth. But not so much here in Massachusetts, as you probably know. The Pilgrims, the Puritans, came over here so they could stop arguing with other people about religion and do it the right way, their way, no compromising. The historian Nathaniel Philbrick tells a great story about one Christmas at Plymouth Plantation. There were some Anglicans as well as some Puritans in that colony, and on Christmas Day, the Anglicans wanted to have the day off, to have a special meal and enjoy the holiday. And the Puritans said, "No way. Celebrating Christmas is papist and wrong, and you're not allowed to do it. Get back to work." It became quite a big fight between the two groups. The Puritans wanted even those who did not share their faith to follow their religious rules. Well, we've come a long way in this country. We have many freedoms to celebrate this 4th of July, many of them that we have fought hard for over the centuries. But what put this me in mind of this story today is our story from the Gospel about Jesus sending out his disciples to share their faith, to spread the good news. And it's prefaced with a story about Jesus. Jesus himself being rejected in his hometown. And then Jesus gives the disciples advice about what to do when they're rejected. He says, "Shake off the dust that is on your feet and move on." Well, we know, don't we, that this call to go and share Jesus' teaching is our call, and that we also are those who are sent out by Jesus. I don't have to unpack that for you or remind you of that. You know that. But what we fear is being rejected. Maybe what those who reject us fear is that we'll be like those Puritans and say, "No more having fun," or, "You're not doing it right." But each Sunday, we've been hearing a little more about Jesus' authority. 2 weeks ago, we heard about his authority over the weather to still the storm. And last week, about his authority over life and death to heal and bring back to life those who are sick. And this week, his authority is even over the spirit world to cast out demons. Jesus' authority comes from his faith and his deep connection to God. And it's not an authority to lord it over others or have power over them, but with Jesus' authority comes a responsibility to heal and to help. In today's gospel, those who have faith in Jesus, those who have a deep connection to him, are given a share in that authority, even over spirits, even to cast out demons. And thus they share his responsibility to heal and to help those in need. We know that we're sent. We know we have a job to do. But I'm not sure we often totally take account of our own authority as people of faith, that we can speak for God. Yes, you can. This group of people here on 4th of July weekend, you are committed Christians. You know God. You know what God would say to a hurting person. We can say, "I know that God is hurting with you. God cares about you." You know what to say to violence or injustice or prejudice. We know we can say, "That's not okay. God doesn't want the world to be like that. We have that authority, and thus we also have that responsibility. Our faith is not just for ourselves, it's for the world. And yet, we fear being rejected. We fear people shutting the door in our faces when we try to talk about our faith, or that they might label us in a certain way. The E word, evangelism, was a bad word in the Episcopal Church for a long time. I don't think that's true anymore, but traditionally Episcopal churches have made a sharp distinction between mission and evangelism. Mission is helping the needy, evangelism is reaching out to new members, and never the twain shall meet. And most Episcopal parishes are way more comfortable with focusing on mission, sharing our faith through action, rather than evangelism, which generally involves talking about our faith in words. But Jesus did both together. He healed and helped and shared the message of God's love, all as one thing. I think we have good reasons for our discomfort, going back to those Puritans. There is a negative legacy of the church of forcible evangelism. Missionaries traveling to underdeveloped countries and demanding that people convert to Christianity before helping them with medical or food aid. Fortunately, that pretty much doesn't exist anymore in international mission. But I've been to soup kitchens in New York where you had to hear a sermon before you could get a meal. We certainly don't want to be that way. And people should reject that. It's not genuine. It's not what Jesus did. I think God wants real freedom for people. Freedom to choose or reject. Jesus didn't tell his disciples to harangue people or judge them. He told them, if they're not open to your message, shake the dust off your feet and move on. And we need to respect the freedom of others to say no. I learned this the hard way. In seminary, I spent a summer as a chaplain intern working at a hospital. I was assigned to the maternity unit, which sounds great, right? Lots of cute babies to play with. But for those who had complications or miscarriages, there was a lot there that was tough. My job was basically to walk down the hall and knock on every single door and say, I'm the chaplain, would you like to talk? As you can imagine, I got a certain number of, oh, thank yous. That was okay. But one day the nurses on the unit came to me and said, this woman really needs your help. She just lost her baby and she's really struggling with it and we can't seem to give her any comfort. Would you go and talk with her? So I went into her room and I introduced myself. We talked for a bit and it seemed like things were going okay until after about 5 minutes, she threw me out of the room. So I left. I went to my supervisor's office and told her how rejected I felt. She helped me get my head back on straight and see that maybe leaving this woman's room was the best thing I could do for her. Maybe throwing someone out of her room was the only thing she could control on a day when her whole life must have felt out of control. Maybe some people have to be able to articulate a firm no to God before they can start thinking about saying yes. It doesn't really matter. It wasn't my business, merely my role to offer her what I could and give her the freedom to accept it or not. It's okay to be rejected. It doesn't mean we should stop trying to share what's so important to us. The knowledge of God's infinite and unfailing love for all people. Jesus helped and healed people as a way to show God's love, as a tangible example of God's care and compassion. And we do the same thing, and it's okay to say so. It's okay to share our motivation of why we do mission. To say, I'm here at the food pantry because that's my way of connecting with and sharing God's love. And it's okay if 80% of folks say, that's interesting, but I don't really want to talk about it. But you just may have some fascinating conversations with the other 20%. We're not responsible for people's response to our sharing or our outreach, but only in being faithful to what Jesus called us to do. Our job is just to be authentic witnesses of our own faith. And yes, we'll be rejected. But sometimes we won't. That same summer, working at the hospital, someone famous came to our maternity wing to have a baby. I won't say who. I don't tell the world when I go visit you in the hospital after all. But let's just say this person had a couple of Academy Awards. Well, three, in fact. I looked it up. I wasn't going to knock on this family's door for all the tea in China. Of course I would be rejected. Why would they want to talk to me? But my supervisor said, famous people deserve pastoral care too. So I knocked. And the Academy Award winner opened the door and said, no, thank you. So I walked away thinking, that was really embarrassing, but at least I tried. A few minutes later, though, a nurse came and said, that family in that room is looking for the chaplain. So I went back, and he said, well, we changed our minds. We'd really like a prayer. And I got to bless their newborn baby. Anytime you hold a newborn, it's really a holy moment. It's a risk. It's always a risk, knocking on an unknown door, sharing our faith with someone when we don't know how they'll react. Jesus said we will be rejected sometimes, and as he himself was, but that's okay. We don't need to force our faith on anyone. It doesn't work anyway. But when we can get past our fear, when we can be authentic and honest with another person, amazing things can happen. May we trust in the authority that Jesus has given us to speak about God to others. And may we take the risk of being rejected so that we and all Jesus' disciples can be agents of help and healing to others. Amen.
Amen.